Coming up next, a man who had a ringside seat. Czeslaw Chobanu was a witness to one of the most exciting and tumultuous events in the last century, the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Now he's a professor of economics at Virginia State University and has published papers with the United States Institute of Peace. But as Jesse Dukes reports, Chobanu once served as ambassador to the United States from Moldova, and he was an economic advisor to Gorbachev prior to the breakup of the Soviet Union.
In 1987, Dr. Czeslaw Chobanu was a young professor of economics in Moldova when he got a lucky break. Some of his old friends from university recommended him for a job in Moscow, and it turned out he'd be working directly for Mikhail Gorbachev.
Well, I have the best memories. It was a tumultuous period of debates, of openness. It was very exciting for us, young generation, to be close to this charismatic leader as it was Gorbachev and to work for him in this period of time.
Glasnost was Gorbachev's initiative designed to allow more openness and freedom of speech. Perestroika was a series of economic reforms designed to make the Soviet economy more market-driven. This was a radical change of direction for the Soviet Union.
The difference between Gorbachev and other leaders of the Soviet Union was that he was really Western-style educated person. He was very flexible. He was capable to listen to partner and to make conclusions. He was the right person in the right place in the right time, as American proverb says.
After the dissolution of the Soviet Union, Gorbachev was out, which meant Dr. Chobanu needed a new job. He could have stayed in Moscow, but he had an intriguing offer back home in Moldova.
I came back to my country, Republic of Moldova, small but beautiful republic, and I started another era as first minister of privatization in Moldova, because it was really a challenging function to distribute the property, to destroy socialist or communist economic system and to try to build something else.
But how to get to that something else? If you think about it, people in the former Soviet Union weren't used to anything but the centralized communist system in which the state owns everything.
It was hard because during 50 years of Soviet regime, 100% of the property was state-owned. People in rural areas, they forgot how to be responsible for this land, how to be a responsible owner.
Moldova is about the size of Massachusetts, and like its much larger neighbor Ukraine, was a breadbasket for the Soviet Union, with people living and working on large government farms. Dr. Chobanu helped devise a system in which all the farmers would get a few acres of land to own. However, the so-called Red Directors resisted the reform. These were the former presidents of the old communist collective farms, or kolkhozes.
President of kolkhozes was some kind of tsars, local tsars, that ruled this property as it was their own property. And they dictated to everyone what to do, how to do, when, and so on and so on. It was difficult to overcome the resistance of these so-called red directors.
But, Dr. Chobanu says, despite the resistance, Moldova was able to give the farmers their own land.
So it's unimaginable, but 95% of all participate in this process. 95%. Could you imagine a party that could receive 95% of the votes from the people?
And not only did they embrace the land ownership program, they treated the titles to their land like sacred objects.
In the Moldovan houses, there is an icon. And you know, the titles that we presented to these peasants preserve these titles behind the icon. So it is most sacred place in a Moldovan house. So this was the attitude of people toward this reform.
After working on privatization for several years, Dr. Chobanu was appointed ambassador from Moldova to the United States. He served for about 3 years until the Communist Party came into power. Now he lives in the U.S. and still pays close attention to the goings-on in his country. A fascinating thing about Moldova today is the Transnistrian conflict, one of a handful of small disputes in former Soviet republics. Dr. Chobanu says we can see echoes of the Cold War in all of these so-called frozen conflicts.
Conflicts in these regions are always opposing interest of the United States and Russia. I'm seeing these conflicts as some kind of mini Cold Wars.
Transnistria is a small sliver of land that rebelled against Moldova and now claims to be part of the Soviet Union, even though there is no longer any such thing. If you go there now, you'll see the old hammer and sickle above official buildings. It's also a haven for all kinds of smugglers, including gangsters who kidnap women and sell them into slavery.
Transnistria became a biggest black hole in Europe, and the sources of the revenue always are illegal, trafficking in drugs, in alcohol, in human beings, even weapons.
Dr. Chobanu says it might seem like such a small, low-grade conflict is inconsequential, but little disputes like this can take on larger implications.
Stability in this region is important. Please do not forget that big conflicts in Europe always started with local, small conflicts, frozen conflicts.
Dr. Chobanu has a rare perspective on Russia. He worked inside the Soviet Russian government, but as a Moldovan outsider and as an economist with capitalist leanings. He says in general, the U.S. should continue to work for democracy in the former Soviet Union, but ought to be patient with Russia.
In my opinion, this is a very important task, democratization. But sometimes it's important to not overuse it to lecture partners or to force them to be like you. In geopolitics of the 21st century, this is counterproductive, especially in the case of Russia.
He says Russians have always yearned to be powerful and influential, and that hasn't changed. But he thinks they will eventually find their own way to democracy.
I lived under Soviet regime, and I know very well what does it mean, freedom to choose, freedom of assembly, freedom of mass media, and so on and so on. This is not just an American invention or French invention. This is a human value.
Dr. Chobanu doesn't think another Cold War is likely, but he does think it's possible. He says it's crucial that we continue to talk to Russia optimistically, without being too preachy or pushy.
So I would like to be optimist, especially after the change of presidents in Russia. Probably it takes time for Russia to adjust, to accommodate to, let's say, democracy agenda, which the new president promised to promote. So this is just some of my thoughts.
For With Good Reason, I'm Jesse Dukes.
You're listening to With Good Reason. Elliot Majerzik and Jesse Dukes are our associate producers. Andrew Windham is our executive producer. Nancy King creates our feature capsules. Jeannie Palin handles listener services. And Lydia Wilson is our publicity coordinator. We had help this week from Steve Clark of WCVE in Richmond. Support for With Good Reason is provided by the Boar's Head of Charlottesville. Join us for our Stay and Play Golf Package, or our Girlfriend's Getaway Package, with four restaurants, a sports club, indoor tennis, golf, spa, and proximity to Monticello. The Boar's Head is a full-service resort in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit boarsheadinn.com or call 1-800-476-1988. With Good Reason is produced by the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, for the Higher Education Broadcasting Consortium, and public radio station serving Virginia. For a free copy of this show on CD or to comment, call 877-451-5098. Or you can listen to past shows at our new website, withgoodreasonradio.org. I'm Sarah McConnell. Thanks for listening. Подмосковные ветры.